This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back and we're broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And some stations don't care this 5 minutes, so I want to come back, start of the next segment, and get into the tragic shooting in Odessa, which is getting more coverage than the giant magnitude 5.0 earthquake that hit Alaska, or the Type 5 hurricane at the same time. Dorian, that's also bearing down on the East Coast, which could potentially kill thousands of people. But again, it was Stalin that said, 10,000 men die, it's a statistic. One man dies, it's a tragedy. Because it personalizes it. You see, they don't personalize the millions of babies that get aborted every year before they're born, or the tens of thousands that are kept alive now and harvested. They don't do that. They don't humanize them. But when they want to humanize somebody like John McCain, boy, do they make that corrupt Keating 5 gangster thug look great, or George Herbert Walker Bush, the New World Order anti-gun piece of crap. So we've got quite an hour lined up for you, because I'm going to go through all this and finish up on that. Then I'm going to get to the geopolitical developments, the huge developments with Joe Biden. I told you he's not going to make it to the race. I told you that first 3 months ago. Now it's mainstream news. I'm not bragging, folks. You can assess somebody and tell you whether they can make it or whether they can't make it. But you did hear it here first, because I'm not a follower, you see. And that's the answer, is not being a bunch of damn followers that just regurgitate what the establishment puts out, but your own research. Speaking of that, we were amongst the first to expose in 2004 that Google was using microphones in your computer to listen to you. And now it's come out this week that they put spy tech on it to watch and listen to you, even when you turn it off, even when you say you don't want those cookies turned on, even when you disable that. And it's mainstream news. Why, even the Associated Press and Yahoo Finance tells you Apple and Google are all listening to you and watching you, even when you don't want them to. And they're selling the data, and the Chinese government's doing it too. See, all this stuff's mainstream news now. It's all mainstream news. Speaking of dehumanization and not valuing humans, here's a piece where we get into the fact that this was like a six-year-old piece, five-year-old piece, where they're heating hospitals with the dead bodies of children. Here it is.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The global corporations that are setting up a planetary world government are basically to accompany the most psychopathic, sociopathic, cold-blooded, robotic, reptilian type autocrats you could really imagine. And they are selling the post-human world. They're saying everybody's obsolete. And then they're greasing the skids to make us as immoral and decadent and dumb and lazy and shallow as we can be. To have a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because when you have an industrialized world, and when people, even the poorest people, can live better than kings did 1,000 years ago, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to become lazy, decadent slobs. It was the French historian, philosopher, statesman, Victor Hugo, that said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And it really is true that anyone that's seen somebody set a company up, say a grandfather who did it by their bootstraps, and then you see the children that take over the company, they're a little more lazy, a little more decadent. By the time you get to their grandchildren, on average, you're dealing with completely lazy, disconnected, stupid hedonist. On average. And then you take that, evil, corrupt people come in to those power structures who are first generation, but they're corrupt, and then they manipulate those corrupt elites that actually built things, and then the really evil people take over, and then you get V.I. Lenin, then you get an Adolf Hitler, then you get a Mao Zedong, and then you've got a big problem, and then hundreds of millions of people die. And so what I'm getting at here is that the mainstream media does not give a rat's ass about the 17 people that got wounded and the 6 that died, 7 including the shooter in Odessa. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski wanted all the guns taken from the American people. His daughter wants them all taken on MSNBC with her psycho Joe husband. He was found with a dead intern in his office, but it's okay because he's above the law. Zbigniew wrote in a couple of his books bragging about how he helped put Pol Pot in and how Pol Pot exterminated everybody. And how that was used to destabilize Vietnam via Cambodia. And how he's a master tactician because he got them all to kill each other. pretty evil, huh? He's the guy that tricked the Russians into invading Afghanistan by funding the Mujahideen in 1979 to attack the Russian underbelly first. I'm not lionizing the Soviet Russians, but you don't do something more evil than they would do to then beat them and then say you're still the good guy. So Brzezinski wanted your guns. He died a couple years ago. But he'd fund mass murder and would set it up that killed 30% of the population of Cambodia. These people don't care about you. Mainstream media would promote Oxycontin and fentanyl until Trump got in, and we've seen a tenfold increase, according to the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA and the DEA, of the amount of opioid abuse. You can't swing a stick and not hit somebody that's died from it or is dying from it or has been, you know, ruined their life on it. It's just an epidemic. It's all over the place. It touches everybody. It touches me. I hate the stuff. Can't even take it. But it's touched me. I know people very close this has happened to. So when they wave the bloody shirt and say, you as gun owners are guilty, you need to understand that your right to own guns caused this guy to go kill six people and caused the other Antifa psychopath to go kill 20 people at the Walmart. And he was Antifa on his social media. They took it down and said he was a Trump supporter. The other guy they didn't take down in time. He was Antifa and a devil worshiper and into pedophilia, because they always are. It's always some weird, crazy-eyed guy in a black outfit who wants to go see the devil. And he told everybody at the school, I'm going to kill everybody. And the police were called, and nothing was done. Just like the shooter last year on Valentine's Day, who'd been kicked out of school for 6 months, Cruz, who got to commit all these crimes because there was a liberal law passed that if you're a minority, you get to commit all these crimes and not go to jail. He wasn't even Hispanic. He was adopted by people that were Hispanic. But his name was Cruz. He didn't go to jail for vandalism and robbery. He threatened to kill people and had the police called on him 44 times. He was known as school shooter. He walked around going, bang, bang, you're dead. I'm going to kill you to good-looking girls. Let's pull up the image of the Parkland, Florida shooter, please, when he was arrested. Those crazy eyes, just like the eyes of all the other shooters. They're demon-possessed, folks. They're told by the media that hypes up mass shootings since 1999 with Harrison Kleibold that go out and kill people and you'll be famous. And there's big studies out. Just type it in. Studies show media intense coverage of mass shooters makes them do it. People say, well, why are you doing it? Because we have to counter what they're doing and tell them to stop it. Oh, you don't see any mainstream media telling you of all the studies. Talk about crazy eyes. Just pull up him being arrested. That's his mugshot. Pull up Parkland shooters being arrested, being apprehended. And you'll see him looking up like this desperate zombie, just like all the others. And so because there's all these crazy zombie people, we're then supposed to give our guns over so we can live like Chicago that has 2,000 plus deaths a year, or Baltimore that's got 1,500 deaths a year, or all the other places that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 times the average. Last time I checked, Chicago has 14 times the average homicide rate of the United States. Because they take the guns. And then all the people that have them are criminals. And I know our audience knows this, but they put this idea out. Something must be done. We must never have another mass shooting. You heard Beto earlier. He said there are 300 mass shootings a year. They count if more than one person shot as a mass shooting. On average, we've had Professor Lott and other top statisticians. I mean, he's one of the top guys in the world. And when I had him on like 2 years ago, the average was 57 people killed in real school mass shootings. And if you had all the other businesses and things, it was a little over 100. So it's gone up some now. I've tried to put the numbers together. I think it's like about 115 right now this year. That's still terrible. But again, 3,000 plus people died already this year in Texas on the highways, if you believe the big highway signs that tell you, the big flashing signs. And I know it's probably above that. Again, is that okay? No, but we're still going to drive our cars. Just because somebody wrecks a car, is drunk in a car, or runs over somebody in a car because they're ISIS, I don't lose my car. I don't lose my right to drive because somebody else is bad. There are over 10,000 people a year that get beaten to death with things like baseball bats and clubs. Look up the numbers. You don't say, don't let baseball teams have baseball bats. Don't people have butcher knives? This woman stabbed this little kid in the face for no reason in Georgia last week with a butcher knife. Do we take all our butcher knives away? In England, they're making you get a license for one. So it's happening, folks. They're trying to blame the general public for something that's still incredibly rare, but the media hypes up and creates the perception that it's epidemic. We have to get the truth out about that. The answer, though, to senseless violence that is increasing is to defend yourself.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Jones. We're live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, first day of September 2019. Can you believe we're about to hit 2020?
Like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Boom!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Beto O'Rourke, when he's not giggling and laughing about the dead people in El Paso, is out saying it's effing time to register your guns and then confiscate all the semi-autos. That's what he's saying. Remember back when they used to deny that, but their own internal Brady campaign and the Soros-funded groups and Bloomberg, their internal documents would come out. They'd say, our plan is a civilian disarmament. And they signed on to the UN treaty. Bill Clinton did, but never got ratified. Then Bush almost passed it in 2001. The UNIDIR, United Nations Small Arms Convention. And it said right there in the treaty that never got passed by Congress, civilian firearms ownership threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a totally true statement, except for one word, legitimate. Let's take the word legitimate out. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly. Tyranny. Mao Zedong. Hitler. Stalin. Mao. Pol Pot. Fidel Castro. Hugo Chavez. Mexico, only the government has the guns. And the cartels and the lawless. Once you do that, you have the lawless government, the lawless criminals. Because slaves are disarmed. And so you bet I'm harping on it this Sunday, because there's going to be more mass shootings in this country. There's going to be more stabbings, more bombings, more people running over folks. Because it's true that we peaked crime-wise in 1991. The FBI has these numbers. The 80s was hell. Early 90s were bad. I remember when I was growing up in Dallas, when it was the murder capital of the United States above Chicago, where there'd be up to 20 murders in one day sometimes in South Dallas. Drug-related. No one thought, hey, let's turn our guns in because 10 miles away, drug dealers are killing each other in a turf war. It's like Mexico has hundreds of thousands dead the last decade in their drug war. Many of them innocent people. Do we go, oh, let's turn our guns in because there's criminals in Mexico. We'll be safe. It's asinine. You create an atmosphere for incredible crime when you take the guns. Unless you're domesticated Europe, where they had almost no crime. England was one of the safest places in the world. The British police, the bobbies, didn't carry weapons. They carry machine guns now because they brought in people from countries where everybody's killing each other. The Middle East, dangerous areas of Asia, dangerous areas of Eastern Europe. And now they have a higher crime rate in England than we have here on average. Oh, people aren't getting shot to death mainly. They're getting stabbed to death every few hours in London alone. Acid attacks. But again, the establishment knows they're not always going to have bodyguards. They're going to live behind armored walls. They want the general public disarmed for total control. And I know as an audience, you understand that. I know as an audience, you get all of that. But that's where the Democrats say they're going. I mean, the New York Times this year, they've all come out and said, time to repeal the Second Amendment. That's how 1776 started when the British came to take the guns. At Lexington, at Concord, at Bunker Hill. And again, I know this audience knows that. But coming up next segment, I've got articles right here where they're already confiscating firearms under red flag laws in multiple states from people that say things like, if Antifa starts killing us and coming to our houses to kill us, like I said, we'll have to fight back. Well, I said that last year. I was banned from Twitter. They were going to people's houses, saying they're going to kill people. They already shot Scalise. They already broke the ribs of Rand Paul. Antifa said we're going to go to Tucker Carlson's house. Said we're going to kill you. And I said, hey, if you're on Antifa's list, you better have a gun to protect yourself. And the news said Jones threatens to kill reporters. Where was the video? Where was the audio? But the media said that. And under red flag laws, I would be disarmed. You read what these people having their guns taken said? They said what I said. They didn't go as far as Thomas Jefferson that said the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Boy, he'd have been red flag law. No, red flag, we already have it on the books. We already have due process. People like Cruz said, 44 police reports, I'm going to come kill everybody at the school. Well, buddy boy, you get put in a mental institution or a prison for that, and the next time you get out and you say it, we give you a lobotomy. How's that sound? See how that works? See, Antifa's the ones out saying kill people, shoot people. They're the ones with the John Brown Gun Club saying let's go kill cops. There was another firebombing of another ICE facility today. You didn't hear about that because the media won't cover it. There was a black young man that went and shot a whole bunch of people, what he wounded 10 people at a football game. You didn't even see that on the news, did you? Because it doesn't fit into the white supremacist narrative. What we've got is the beginning of a zombie apocalypse in this country with the breakdown of morals and people hearing, hey, it's an option. Let me just go out and shoot a bunch of people at a football game, mainly fellow black people. Because the truth is, whether it's the white guy killing his sister and his nephew or his niece and chewing on the greenskeeper, or it's the black lady biting the guy in Atlanta, or it's the crazy white guy in Texas shooting people, or the crazy black guy at the football game, it's not what color they are, and it's not the gun. It's evil. It's craziness. And it's that the media has hyped all this up as if it's an option, something you could do. Something you should do. Let's play Beto O'Rourke. Here he is.
We're averaging about 300 mass shootings a year. No other country comes close. So, yes, this is
not true.
And if we don't call it out for what it is, if we're not able to speak clearly,
there's millions dead all over the place.
Decisively, then we will continue to have this kind of bloodshed in America. And I cannot accept that. And so we're going to speak as defiantly and as strongly as we can, but we're also going to take action. Universal background checks, red flag laws, an end to the sales of weapons of war, and buying those AK-47s and AR-15s back so that they cannot be used against our fellow Americans.
And, oh, just take the AK-47s. AK-47's full auto. You can't even get that without a special deal. That's not even true. Full auto's never been used in crimes. He knows all that. But he's manipulating people. By the way, there are lots of countries that have millions killed routinely. It's just, oh, the government has the guns, they're doing the killing. Yeah, we're one of the only countries that has guns, jackass. Like Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world. That's why you can't go take control of it, you big, fat, dirty parasite. Beto, the loser, O'Rourke. We'll be back with Critical Intel. Stay with us.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years. And there's a way out of this financial nightmare. And my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call
1-800-501-6100 for you, folks.
Drink lime green, stay up till dawn. Maybe the way that
there's a lot of really selfish people out there.
Is killing me. I like to,
you know, suicide's always been a problem with humanity.
Do shit to keep me turned on.
But
one day I will.
It's also been known that a lot of evil people, when they go, they want to take people with them. And the fact that we are seeing an uptick in stabbings and stranglings and people literally trying to chew the flesh off folks' face shows that we've lost our soul to a certain extent. It shows that we're sliding towards the abyss. We've lost our moral compass. And then you look at these chemicals. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the so-called antidepressants, they say on the bottles and with the inserts, that this tends to massively increase megalomania. It tends to massively increase psychotic behavior. It tends to massively increase going out and committing murder. It actually says may cause mass murder. But when you see the ads for antidepressants that something like 30% of the population's on, 30% of women are on them, something like 15% of men, yeah, they don't tell you all that. I know a very well-known musician who I met through Mike Judge, who's an incredible musician in his own right. Not name dropping, just give you an idea. And he has that disease that Michael Jackson had where your skin turns totally white. From the antidepressant he takes. And he's got all these other health problems. He doesn't have any of it till he took the pills. And they admit, within 2 years of him taking those pills, he looks like a vampire. And he's got all these other health problems, and he can't go off of it, or he wants to kill himself. And he didn't go on it because he wanted to kill himself before. He just went on it because they just recommended it to him. And then you got enough fentanyl being captured at the border last week to kill 14 million people. Now, there's a story behind that, and I'll get to that in a moment, but just remember. They are prescribing 10 times the opioids that they were putting out just 5 years ago. That's a DEA number. 10 times the number of scripts these doctors are writing. And look, I get some people are in real pain and need the moderate opioids. I know some of you out there, you'll get them taken away from you. But then other people are killing themselves with it. But think about that. Fentanyl is 100 times stronger than opium. They debate that 10 times stronger than heroin. Some say even stronger than that. And the developing powers, the European powers divided China into 7 parts, 12 parts, 14 parts at one point. You had the American zone, the French zone, the British zone. Was obviously the coastline the most valuable. And they took over from the Imperial Chinese because the Chinese said opium's illegal here. We'll kill you if you have it. But that created a black market so that the British would bring it in and first corrupt the coastlines, that the police corrupt would ship it inland, and then you had all the Chinese laid out smoking their opium. When they would come over here to America, they would just work all day on the railroad and lay out and take their hit of opium and the opium dens. And there's estimated over 1.5 million buried Chinese men that just came here for opium and worked themselves to death like slaves. One true thing about that show, Deadwood, that's based on a real town that HBO had, you know, years ago, I watched it. It was actually accurate. That's a real town that really, well, most of that's historical. Some of it's not. Where they had the Chinese women having to service like 50 men a day. And then one of them got pregnant or got sick. They'd just feed them to pigs. That's the kind of human rights you got in China. And once it came over here, that's the type of human rights you have. And so that's what we're competing with, ladies and gentlemen. So the communists came along and just took all that over. So the Chinese now will execute you. Death penalty for any drugs. Marijuana, death penalty. Opium, death penalty. Same thing in Singapore. But they're shipping in illegal fentanyl and killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. The latest numbers for 2017, 53,000 people die from opiates. They think less than half ever get properly reported. So back then it was 100,000, let's say. Now they're saying it's 10 times the amount. They don't know the numbers of death. It's just epidemic. How many movie stars? How many baseball players? Every week you hear about somebody dying who's famous. Does anybody care about that? Yeah, President Trump does. And I'm not just here giving President Trump a brownie point. He's actually going after something that's killing people. He's actually doing something real, not just lip service, because, okay, 100 and whatever plus people die a year in true mass shootings where somebody goes out to try to kill a bunch of people for no reason. When Beto says there's over 300 mass shootings a year, most of those are gang-related where you get three or four gang members shot. That's still terrible, too, but that doesn't stand any comparison to all the other things we can do something about. Enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people. We'll play that report in a moment. But first, here's Beto O'Rourke, slowed down for radio and TV viewers. A month ago, couldn't contain his sickening, demonic laughing when he talked about the psychotic Antifa that went into that Walmart at that mall in El Paso. Here it is.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. But I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world. There's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
And then he starts laughing. I thought we'd slow that clip down, but tomorrow I'll slow it down. I'm going to be here live now. I'm coming in tomorrow, and I'm going to do 4 hours here at least live. I may even do War Room, too. Just everybody deserves some time off. In fact, let's have a skeleton crew who wants to come and volunteer, because I'm going to be here. Because we've got to fight, folks. We just can't give up here. We're going to go out to break with this CBS News report. Enough fentanyl seized coming into the United States, what they call a land port. It's Mexico, but they don't know. It's a land port into the U.S. It's coming to the U.S. bound to kill 14 million people. Enough to kill 14 million people. Here it is.
Investigators have busted a massive drug ring spanning three states, all this over just the last 3 days. Law enforcement officers in Virginia seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people as part of what they're calling Operation Cookout. There are 35 suspects that have been arrested, four others still on the run. Chip Reed is in Washington for us. Chip, what else did investigators seize in this bust? Good morning.
Well, authorities say they seized about 66 pounds of fentanyl, in addition to other illegal drugs and money amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, had them especially concerned.
This opioid crisis is not an issue that's happening someplace else or to someone else. It's happening right here in Norfolk.
Announcing the largest drug takedown in Virginia in 15 years, G. Zachary Terwilliger, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, said most fentanyl comes from Chinese labs. In total, authorities seized over 30 kilograms of fentanyl, 30 kilograms of heroin, 5 kilograms of cocaine, and over $700,000 in cash. They also seized roughly 24 firearms, including an AK-47.
We're not talking about $500 and $600 deals. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, $20,000 in the trunk of somebody's car in a gym bag, behind.
All right, go ahead and fade this down.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, so there's so much fentanyl in this country that earlier today I just sent a link into the producers and said, hey, look at the 25 tons of fentanyl seized coming into Mexico bound for the U.S. And somehow they just got a clip out of Virginia where they're calling it a record seizure. You know, a few pounds of it can kill 14 million people. Okay, and I'm glad we had this hiccup today because it's really illustrative. A couple pounds of it can kill 14 million people. 14 million people. What does 25 tons of pure fentanyl grabbed by the Mexican Navy bound to the U.S. do? And we're rolling footage for TV viewers of where this barely got a mention in the U.S. news a week ago. That's CGTV. The Mexican Navy seizes 6 tons at one spot, and in all the raids, it was 25 tons of ships, boats, offshore Chinese trawlers, loading it on to motorboats and bringing it in to Mexico to then be loaded on 18-wheelers and taken to the United States. So understand, one of those little boxes is more than the DEA is making a big deal about in Virginia that could kill 14 million people if it was overdosed. There's enough overdoses for 14 million people. This stuff's so strong before it's been cut that a single speck of it will kill you. Meanwhile, 25 tons got grabbed in different busts last week. And then you just type in fentanyl. DEA, more than 1 million fentanyl pills seized in Arizona. More than 23,000 kilograms of Chinese fentanyl seized at Mexico's largest seaport. And that's a whole nother one. So you're beginning to get the idea here. China has a very long memory, and they remember the British particularly. And that's how Skull and Bones made its money at Yale. Was the guy that founded it was the big opium distributor into the United States as well. In hell, they used to sell laudanum to women, men, children. You ever go out in the countryside, you'll find an old dump. There'll be hundreds of bottles that say laudanum. If your baby was crying, you just gave them some laudanum. They were happy for 5-6 hours because it was opium. But the Chinese, you see, they execute you if you get caught with one opium pill, much less fentanyl. If you get caught with one marijuana cigarette, then you get executed. But they ship it all here, and they make most of our drugs in China. And they're spiking everything, and they're finding toxic waste in the over-the-counter pills you get, and they're finding plastic in most of the food that's shipped in from China. They are just pissing in our Cheerios with poison. And they're funding Netflix and Hollywood with all the anti-American race war movies and trying to demoralize us constantly. It's incredible. And they know what they're doing. And again, they've killed 115 million of their own people. But they are really getting us back. Even though the United States really doesn't have any history of shipping opium in, doesn't matter. We're still seen as a competitor to them. We're still seen as their enemy. And so Japan bombed our ships in a sneak attack. They bombed military men and women, mainly men at that time. They killed some women as well. And it was seen as dastardly because it was a sneak attack. But that's, in the age of war at that time, was normal. Not a good thing. I'm not defending it. But the Chinese communists are shipping. Let's pull up. What's the estimated amount of fentanyl? Type in. Estimated amount of fentanyl shipped in the U.S. annually. Is it 100 tons? Is it 200 tons? Is it 300 tons? Is it 400 tons? I mean, they just caught 25 tons. Coming in last week. And I could talk all day. I've got so much other news. But see, I've been harping on this, haven't I? Because let me show you the numbers. I mentioned this earlier. I've got the federal government's own numbers right here in my stack about the numbers here. The latest numbers we have is 2017. And it says here it's 53,000. That graph we showed said 47,000. Let me show you this. Can I have an overhead shot? Thanks a lot. Here. Opioid epidemic. This is from the American Society of Addiction Medicine. They say 52,404. So I said 53. I was going from memory. And that was in 2017. Oh, I'm sorry. That number's even older. That's 2015. And they say it's up tenfold. So whether it's 47,000 or 53,000, whoever's right, that's a lot of people. And most people that die in overdoses never gets reported right. So if it's 10 times that amount coming in right now, and they just seized 25 tons of it, but a couple pounds of it. Can we cue that Virginia news piece up again? Thanks. If a small amount of it, I forget exactly how much they said, we'll play it again, would kill 14 million people. Because the numbers I've seen is 100 times stronger than heroin. And then I see 100 times stronger than opium, and heroin's a lot stronger than opium. So I don't know. Let's just say this. This stuff makes Oxycontin look like beer compared to Everclear, compared to White Lightning. And there are people like zombies all over the place, totally addicted to this stuff. And the Chinese are doing it, and Trump's trying to fight it, and he's the bad guy. Just remember, the Federal Reserve's private, owned by Europe, trying to crash our economy. All these big media outlets are trying to bankrupt us, trying to get us shut down. All these big Democrat law firms are suing us because they want to continue hammering America because this is 21st century warfare. And everybody siding with the globalists is part of this. So again, here's that newscast out of Virginia making a big deal out of a small amount being found. So if this small amount kills 14 million, what's 25 tons? Here it is.
Investigators have busted a massive drug ring spanning three states, all this over just the last 3 days. Law enforcement officers in Virginia seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people as part of what they're calling Operation Cookout. There are 35 suspects that have been arrested, four others still on the run. Chip Reed is in Washington for us. Chip, what else did investigators seize in this bust? Good morning.
Well, authorities say they seized about 66 pounds of fentanyl.
Okay, hit pause.
Other illegal.
I'm so flustered today, I heard pounds. So that's why I'm so flustered today. My normal trick memory is gone out the window. So I said, play it again. So we'll do the calculator thing tomorrow when I start the show. 66 pounds or whatever, divided into 25 tons, how much smaller is that? What fraction is it? So that's going to kill 14 million if it was taken an overdose amount. What's 25 tons? Is that enough to kill the whole country? If it was all taken, 330 million people, if we all took it as an overdose, is that enough to give us all an overdose and kill the whole country? Is that our headline? China tried to ship enough fentanyl into the United States to kill everybody in the U.S.? I don't have a calculator in front of me. I guess I could do it by hand. But that's crazy. Yeah, so 66 pounds. 66 pounds is 0.0013, according to my producers, of 25 tons. So we have to find out how much more 25 tons is to that and then apply the number. So if 14 million is 0.0013, what would 25 tons? I think you think that could kill the whole country. I'm not a mathematician. I'll get that done tonight. First thing tomorrow, you'll hear from us. Okay, I didn't get to mainstream news telling you that Apple and Google and all the companies are watching and listening to you and selling your data and listening to you have sex and everything. They're only telling you now because they want to normalize it to move forward as this is the new economy. But that's the front page of Yahoo. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll explain why they're throwing it in your face now when we told you. We told you in 2004 with articles and covered it in detail with the actual documents. So that's no mathematician, but how many years ago is that? 17 years ago? 16 years ago? Because we're the bad guys. Remember, we're the InfoWars is the bad guys. Don't tell anybody about this show. Don't tune in. The 25 tons of fentanyl is not the problem, enough to kill the whole country, assuredly. No. The problem is that you own guns and can protect yourself. You're bad. And the same folks that want Trump to not stop the fentanyl, they want your guns because they want you out of the way. They want to conquer you and dominate you. Thank you all for tuning in. Lord willing, I'll be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. I'm going to try my best to be live. I will be here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.